This is KCUR 89.3. It's crunch time for Missouri school districts that are trying to reach state-mandated attendance goals. There aren't enough days remaining in the school year for students to make up lost time, and that has districts incentivizing kids to come to class. KCUR's Ellie Moxley begins this story in the attendance office at King Elementary.
Her daddy took her, and normally we missed the bus stop. I take her to the next bus stop, but he didn't know that. And so it was crazy. We had a crazy day, but...
Crazy is how parent Danetta Stewart would describe most mornings trying to get two kids to school on time. She'll usually try to feed them a hot breakfast before 12-year-old Deja needs to catch the bus to her charter school.
I don't like her walking to the bus stop by herself, so that's why I take her to the bus stop sometimes. And then I double back and get Maurice on the bus because his bus comes like 10 minutes later.
Maurice is a first grader at King Elementary, one of the Kansas City public schools where attendance is below the district average.
They're telling the parent, well, Mom, I don't want to miss school today because if I miss school, I might not get to get an Eagle Bug. Or they have a, what is it, like a attendance party.
An attend dance. And so that's just a little dance in the gym, and students love that. Doesn't cost us anything.
That's Assistant Superintendent Anthony Lewis. A few years ago, Missouri switched from average daily attendance to what's known as the 90-90 rule. 90% of students in school 90% of the time. The district gets dinged if too many kids miss class. It's Lewis's job to figure out what's keeping them out of school.
No parent wants to send their child to school with a dirty uniform, so they will stay at home, tend to stay at home until the parents can go to the laundromat.
So KCPS has started putting washing machines in schools to give parents one less reason to keep kids home. Whatever the problem, Lewis tries to find a solution. When kids are absent, parents get two automated calls, one at noon, another at 6 p.m.
In addition to that, many teachers or parent liaisons or attendance specialists that are housed in buildings, they will call that, you know, they have that personal human call.
Most attendance specialists work with secondary students and their families, but not Dion Culp. She splits her time between King, Troost, and Faxon, the three elementary schools the district determined needed the most help.
The robocalls can be ignored. The robocalls can, you know, once you pick up, yeah. Okay, but when someone takes the time to give a parent a call to find out if that student is okay, that right there opens up the lines of communication.
Sometimes parents get defensive.
But once they realize that we're not out as a gotcha, we're out to support.
Well, Culp says that changes the conversation.
I had a parent that cried because she realized what she was doing was hurting her child, and she just didn't look at it that way.
Stewart knows exactly what Culp is talking about, because she used to be one of those parents. Back when Deja was a student at King Elementary, Stewart often dropped her daughter off late. She didn't think it was a big deal, but it was a big deal to Deja.
One day she said, Mom, I'm tired of being late. And I was like, I never thought about me being a late person, making her a late person.
KCPS uses a tiered system to track attendance. That makes it easy for Culp to show parents what it'll take to get their child back on track.
We go over a calendar so they can see what it looks like when they're here. We're checking off those days. Great, you were here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Culp's even started a club for students who aren't meeting attendance goals. She thinks students are more likely to come to school when someone greets them each and every morning. And Mike English agrees.
One of the things that I think schools can be very helpful with is making sure that all children and families feel welcome in the school.
English is the executive director of Turn the Page KC, a nonprofit whose goal is to get every Kansas City third grader reading.
There are a lot of reasons that kids cannot read at grade level by the end of third grade, and many of them are not necessarily related to what happens in the classroom.
Few states require 90% attendance 90% of the time. But English thinks how Missouri does it has forced districts to get serious about getting kids to school. In 2012, KCPS asked the Kansas City Council to pass a truancy law. It's not necessarily meant to be punitive, though parents can be fined or jailed for noncompliance, but one more tool the district can use.
So what we've seen over the past 4 years is that in the Kansas City area, Kansas City, Missouri, the percentage of kids that are chronically absent has been reduced from 14% to 10%. That's going in the correct direction. That's the way we want it to go.
Back at King Elementary, Culp is preparing a note to send home to parents.
This list right here are the ones that are going to receive that notice. Their students have attendance above 90, but like right below 93%.
So these are kids that you just want to make sure don't slip back.
Exactly.
Stuart looks thoughtful as Culp explains all this.
Nobody want to say, oh, your child being late. But when you hear, what can I do to help you, or is there something going on, it's more of a, like she said, a positive approach.
One Stuart says has made her a better parent. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.